Now perform dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart. In other words, muraqaba. This is our main dhikr. And through this dhikr, an individual acquires everything. The doors of the heart of an individual opened. The heart is cleaned, purified. Allah's qurb nearness is attained. And the sins are washed away. Previous sins are forgiven. The doors are opened. And the cleaning of the heart takes place, and qurb is attained, nearness to Allah is attained. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, the love for that is increased, and ati'u Allah and ati'u Rasul, a person becomes established on that path, and everything, all of these things acquired through this dhikr. In other words, the heart is illuminated, full of light, and it becomes the place that absorbs the magnificence of Allah, and Allah's anwarat, Allah's light descends and comes into the heart. It depends that how much the individual works hard on this, and with how much yaqeen, certainty, belief, he follows this practice of muraqabah, and how much he pays attention to this practice. And there are conditions for this that I always explain to you. There are two great conditions of this dhikr. The first condition is this, that this dhikr must be learned from a kamil, complete shaykh who gives you ijaza, permission, and then he will say to you, pay attention to your dhikr, to your heart. Then this door goes and opens. You can't do it yourself by learning from kitabs or books or after reading some procedures. You cannot attain this dhikr. For this, definitely, if you do this dhikr, the door of suluk opens, and you have to travel on the path of suluk with a kamil sheikh. So the first condition. After that, as your sheikh gives you the prescription and tells you what to do, talqeen, in other words, however he prescribes the dhikr to you and tells you to do it, the method, according to that method, that quantity, then regularly do that dhikr. Then inshallah, Allah willing, this is that path that I explained to you, through which Allah's love is acquired, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love is acquired, subhanallah, and all amal, actions become salih, pious, righteous. And this is what we need to work out on, nothing else. That's why we work out on this. Apart from this, whatever Allah ta'ala wants to give in addition, that's based on Allah's hikmah and His love. But you have to make effort on this. You have to work hard on this. Spend your whole life doing this. The tariqah is simple. The method is simple. Always remain in dhikr, in the state of dhikr. So for this to learn dhikr, then the other condition is that when you sit in dhikr, then your heart, complete focus should be towards your heart. Complete focus on your heart. And your heart, you should empty your heart of all thoughts and wasawis, negative thoughts, keep cleaning it, purifying it. One day eventually will come that automatically the thoughts will eradicate. You won't even feel it. In the beginning, initially you have to work hard and focus, pay attention. Thoughts come, wasawis come. Keep on removing them. Keep on removing them. Negative thoughts. Sit in dhikr. Totally, completely you'll get the thawab and your dhikr is done. There's no such thing that can spoil your dhikr or make you lose out. And the next point, the third thing is that a person should watch over his dhikr, guard it. No such thing should happen with his dhikr that is in opposition to the dhikr or goes against his dhikr. So guard your dhikr, watch over your dhikr, protect your dhikr somehow. So this is the tariqah that you should do this dhikr, that you attach your tongue to your palate and focus on your heart, attach your tongue to the upper portion of the mouth without any speaking voice, with the tongue of the heart. Think that my heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. This is called dhikr qalbi, dhikr of the heart.
Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, taking away all the thoughts from the mind and heart, and thinking your heart like you, with the tongue of hearts, your heart is saying, Allah, Allah.